Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
My name is Mpomo Boy. I am joined in studio by Mfundo Mabalani, as well as Angie Kumalo and Bonso Motsepe. It's 7:13 and we figured it is reality time for a lot of parents, right? It is that time of the year where you have to worry about school fees, you have to worry about uniforms. And there was an article in News 24 that I was reading the other day where economists are basically saying that this year's above inflation school fee increases at state schools will result in more parents applying for fee exemptions. So basically, former Model C schools have increased fees this year by between 6.8 and 7.9%, while the annual consumer inflation was 2.9% in November of 2024. But it's not just about school fees that parents have to worry about. There's also this thing, especially when it comes to the private schools, that stationery list that they send you. I remember last year, you could have blown me over with a feather. Like, literally, I was in so much shock. I think Tato school supplies came up to like 4,500 rand for the year. And I was like, wait, what is happening? What am I buying? But then the other crazy thing is that when you look at the requirements, I saw on social media, some schools are requiring bopine gel.
I think with the schools sometimes, they have you buying the pine gels and the toilet paper and all of these things that they put on some of these stationery lists because they sometimes lower the school fees to have you enticed, thinking, okay, this school is more affordable than perhaps school B. So you then decide on school A, but then they'll slip in all the other costs that they reduced in the school fees, and then you'll have the pine gel and
you'll have the reams of paper.
The paper as well as toilet paper, etc. So I think it's just a little clever tactic on the part of the school to have you thinking that you're paying less for school fees and then slip in everything else every term. So I think it's basically that. But school has become unaffordable for some parents, honestly speaking, if you think about it.
Angie, I know you're an auntie.
Yeah.
Are you coping in terms of assisting?
My sister never sends me the actual list.
Yeah.
She just tells me the amount. And then says, please send X amount.
Yeah.
I never really question what's in the amount.
Yeah.
I just look at it and go, yo, my mother never used to pay this much.
Right?
A ruler, a calculator, and that would be about it.
Yeah.
No,
but now there's also specifics when it comes to the brands that they want you to buy.
What?
Don't just go buy a glue stick. No, you must buy Prit.
Yeah.
Don't just go
no
buy...
No name brand, nothing.
No.
You can't have that.
No, but the kids also know themselves. They'll tell you that, mom, the other one doesn't stick properly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they'll say Prit sticks properly, so don't do me like that.
Okay.
Even with the pencils, they'll know that they want an HB.
Ah.
And they understand when they have to use the pencil.
Mm. But is that also not us succumbing to the peer pressures, in inverted commas, of the kids at school? Because I could find that there is another brand that is equivalent to this particular one that the school requires, that is the same quality, but because it is not that name brand, and my child is thinking, I'm going to be the only one using this thing, Bazotini.
Look, until you can find that brand that's as good as Prit, and because I'm also remembering when I was in school, there were brands I also didn't want because of the quality.
Yeah.
So until you can find it, the school knows why they asking for that
specific
particular brand.
Yeah.
Mm. But I also saw an article recently, I think last week, that was speaking about school uniforms.
Yeah.
Saying schools need to stop making them as generic as possible it's expensive.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
And you have to buy the jerseys every year. And I thought this makes sense. Absolutely.
I actually don't mind if the schools were allowing parents to have generic school uniforms and then buy the badges extra so that you can sort of iron them on the shirt or the blazer.
That makes sense.
Because then I can go buy a blazer anywhere, I can go buy a shirt anywhere, I can go buy shorts anywhere, and then I just iron on the badge. And if I've ironed it on, I can use it the following year for
100%.
Something else, right?
Yeah.
But yo, school, guys, is something else. It is on another level. The cost. The cost. Sometimes you sit back and you're like, guys, y'all are just taking us for granted.
Motherhood.
You're like, I can afford the kid, I just can't afford to take them to school anymore.
Because I'm really trying, but the schools are just not working with us. So that is what we're asking today. How are you coping with the cost of stationery? But also, What are some of the craziest things that you have seen on your child's stationery list? I saw people talking about pasta.
Baton.
Macaroni.
What?
But I gather that is for arts and crafts.
Oh,
I gather.
Yes. And beans for counting.
Right?
That's very creative.
But sometimes you kind of wish there would be a line item there to say, we're asking for macaroni, not for us to cook, but it's for arts and crafts. So that even the parents understand why we are asking for macaroni. So please do send through your voice notes. You're also more than welcome to give us a call so that we can talk about this very, very difficult thing that is stationery.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
We are talking about the reality that is stationary. Because, hey, we're going back. We're going back to real life. And real life is clapping a lot of us in the face. Because you sit back and you're like, yo, kanane, I have now to deal with things such as stationary. I have now to deal with things such as uniform. Yay, it is a lot. Little Honolo, greetings. Welcome to See the World.
Morning, Ceci. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm new with you guys. I'm very new, fresh.
Welcome.
Okay. It's December, baby. After Christmas,
yeah.
I'm on a busy day. Streaming on a busy day. I keep on changing radios because others talk a lot, and then I learned here. Yeah. And for the good 30 minutes, it was good music.
Yeah.
It was my kind of music.
Done.
And I said, this is where I'm staying.
Done. On that note, can I do this before you go on?
Yeah.
Can I please do this?
Thank you.
Done. So let's talk stationery. Are you coping?
Mamela, easy. I wanna advise all the dads out there.
Yeah.
My guys, you can do stationery by yourself with the kids.
Okay.
You don't need the mother to be there.
Okay.
I've done that. You know, shops like Checkers has made it so easy for you.
Yeah.
You see, I just want to say what Angie was saying about buying wrong things, buying the wrong glue and all of that. That happened to me. I think it was last year or last of last year. My son said, no, the glue was wrong.
Yeah.
I want this glue, I don't want. And then I had to send stuff back. But it was easy for me. Now I decided I go with them. You know, I would have liked to do it in December, but I get so hectic in December, I can't do it. So now I'm going with them today.
Yeah.
It's easy. You get there, you hand the list to someone.
Oh, of course.
They've got someone dedicated on that aisle.
Yes.
They've got about 10 people on that aisle. And this is the best time because this is when they bring in these people. They bring them, I think, end of December to help us with stationery. So you get there, she will give you everything on that page. Get it into the basket, give it to you, confirm if this is the glue that he wants, this is the glue that you want, this is the scissors that he wants.
Yeah.
Easy. So if you go there, if all the shops have to do that, they get people, they get students, especially students, people who's got the knowledge of these things, of what are you looking for on those aisles, on the stationary aisle. Stationary will be easy peasy for everyone, except for the cash that you have to pay.
Yeah, thank you so very much, Little Honolo, giving us just some insight and just, you know, a word of advice to say, get to the stationery store, give them the list, sit back, relax, and they will do everything for you. We've also got voice notes.
Like every day, school is becoming more expensive. For me, in the last 3 years, the school fees has increased 2 consecutive years.
Yeah.
On top of that, each and every holiday or each and every calendar holiday that is on the calendar, they will want us to pop out money.
Yeah.
For example, they will have a pyjama party, pop out money.
Oh,
Valentine's Day, there's money.
Yeah.
Then there's also this thing of market day, you pop out money.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's excursions, you pop out money. So school is becoming more and more expensive these days.
Yeah, I'm not coping at all. My son goes to a former Morosi school, and school fees went up from 960 to 1,200. This is basically because the Department of Education has pulled a subsidy that they were getting, you know, has lowered that subsidy. So now the school has to pay for certain things from the money, school fees.
Yeah.
I paid something like 2.8 for stationery last year. They had a nice package. And to be honest, there are brands that don't really work. I myself went to a former Morosi school, and I would know, Guti, if you're looking for a pencil, it needs to be a Staedtler. Mm. If you're looking for a glue stick, it needs to be Pritt. So, yeah, no, guys, go rough. All
right. Kaya 959.
Start the rhythm and beat in.
Count them down.
9, 5, 9.
Now.
Yeah. What are some of the craziest things you have seen on your child's stationery list? And also, are you coping with the cost of stationery? Because, yay, stationery ki million.
My boy, on my 4-year-old stationery list, kona le hula hoop, and by nyaka specific centimeters. I went to look for it everywhere. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get that specific centimeters.
Yeah.
So me being me, I bought a bigger one. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'll cut it to that specific centimeters. No, munanaga pandishi.
Wow.
So luckily, the knife slipped and I cut off the edge. So no, it's a maga bandish on my first day at work.
Askisite. But at the end of the day, you were being a father, doing what a father needs to do for their child. So I fully understand and I absolutely commend you on that.
What up, my boy? You're about to go ningi ending you one. But yeah, I mean, yo, there's karate happening this side. I know there's going to be Valentine's Day coming up in February. Excursions, CV's Day. But what else can we do? We're going to have to find this money from somewhere and, yeah, and put it together.
We were actually talking about this with Bonso earlier on, that because of the schools that our kids go to, there's a particular market that they're looking for. And we happen to insert ourselves into this market. And this market does not budget. So these schools, when they expect you to just have thousands and thousands lying around, is because they're expecting that you have these thousands and thousands lying around for ad hoc events where you sit back and say, guys, I don't have that kind of money. But how about ubiza? Uyitlethe.
Hey, ngileta nosisi, ngileta nosisi. Into zesikolo. As masicabanga thina, from my primary years to high school, bekungana nto ukuthi kumele ngiyothengana ne-stationery, everything besiyithola esikolweni, cover esikolweni. Umntanami, we-first born naye from grade 1 till last year, which is was grade 9. Nabasinikeza yonke into esikolweni nanani. Hayi, kwaqala lokho. Qala lokho, ndise sabasendela ama-stationery list. Into akaze wayenza empilweni. Hey, things are expensive. Khani ubona manje ukuthi into ziyadura.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. It's only now that reality hits. Hey, you know what? These people are expensive. But you know what? If we're being honest, you can't live with them, you can't live without them. The only thing we have to do is just make sure that we give them the best that we can with what we have.
All right.
Kaya 959.
Start the rhythm and beat in.
Count them down.
9, 5, 9.
Now.
We were talking about stationery. Are you coping with the cost of stationery in your child's life? But most importantly, what are some of the crazy things you have seen when it comes to stationery requirements that you just looked at and you were like, "How? Kudlaliwe ngathi la?"
The craziest thing that's coming, it's how many trips my daughter is having at school. Mm-hmm. And how much extra I need to pay for extra murals.
Mm-hmm.
It's a norm of whatever they ask.
It is what it is, right?
For me, I just feel numb, eh? I think creche really prepared me because I spent like $1 million there already. He was at creche for like 3 years. I feel like I've already spent $1 million. So stationery, I'm sending my feelings.
Wow.
But all I can say is I'm pending Jalen Abafana. This is my one and only child. He's six, going to grade 1 this year. Stationery was 1.5, but at least I paid to the school.
I love how she says "Angpinding Lalena Bafana." I have learned my lesson. Mommy, you were right. I needed to stay away from boys.
Tabanza stationery list. Adis analyst stationery. Pau Botsaga Rama.
they specifically say 1 500 gram brick of rama. Ah. Rama is in rondo. I did preschool. Ah. On the street on the air.
Wait. Why is the school asking you to buy rama? I'm so confused right now. I really am. Why? Ponzo.
They must tell the truth. Wait. What are they doing with the rama? And they can't say they're putting it in porridge because, please.
I am shooketh.
Because what is this?
No, I feel you. I absolutely feel you when you say asini. Zalani asinamona. Because what a wow. We're wrapping up your voice notes on the other side of this.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
For now, though, we are wrapping up our voice notes. I'll play one last one before we get into the news at 8 o'clock.
Hi, Ndaba Stationery Ona. Hi, it's bad, guys. But look here, my strategy is always to make sure that I buy it before December holidays. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I would buy my one around your 16, 17. I'd be buying stationery, uniforms, or any other thing that's needed. So, yeah, I mean, I ain't got a deal already, man. You can play in Japan. I would say, when's I got that? So stationery, the earlier the better, guys. It's usually cheaper. They know which you are not under pressure.
Yeah.
Unlike now where prices might be increased because they know which you don't have options. Mm. You have to buy because kids have to go to school. So, yeah, that's it.
Absolutely rough. And thank you very much for all the voice notes.
Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.